All right, you're listening to WHFR, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. This is live from Studio J. It is that time, folks. We have a live performance, and in the studio right now we have JC and the Disciples. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
We can. Thanks for having us, Scott.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. My pleasure. All right, it looks like we have liftoff. Why don't we get started? You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band JC and the Disciples. Looks like you guys are already having fun there.
We are, Scott. We're just getting it all dialed in. Hi out there.
Yeah. If this is getting warmed up, I can't wait till it gets toward the end.
Sorry, I was eating a piece of pizza and actually lodged a little piece of crust in your microphone, so I'm sorry about that, Alan.
Well, if only those microphones could talk, you know?
I got it out, though. It's it's like it never was there. I was going to say, if anybody wants to call in and request anything, let them do it.
Yeah, there was a couple of guys that called for one of the Jimmies anyway.
Right?
I think it was Denny and Neil, I want to say, or Denny and somebody.
Denny?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jim. Yeah, that's for one of the Jimmies.
Yeah.
We should probably, hey, you want to take a moment? Shall I introduce the band? It's real easy. That's Jimmy on keyboards. That's Jimmy on drums. That's Jimmy on bass. And that's David James on saxophone.
All right, David, you're going to have to change your name to Jimmy so we don't get confused here. You know, I can't handle that.
Well, it's James, Jimmy, same thing. He still looks when I scream Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
And I'm JC.
All right.
And we just released a record, Scott.
Hammered?
We did. We released Hammered on May 18th officially as the actual hardcover, but it's been out a little while longer on most streaming media, which you can check out. It's all there for your taking.
All right.
And this is one of the songs off it. This is called Every Time, which actually Phil Mack, who is one of our compadres here at WHFR, right? He's been playing us quite a bit and this particular track, so I'll dedicate this one to Phil.
Okey-doke. Poor Phil.
Phil does a weekly top 10 list.
Mm-hmm. And on thematic, yes.
Yes, there you go. And we've been number one for 2 weeks.
How much did you pay him?
Not a thing. I didn't even give him a cookie.
Well, he knew you couldn't afford it anyway, right?
Damn straight. This is called Every Time.
Yeah.
JC and the Disciples every time live on WHFR. All right. Smoking tune there.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. All right. So how long did it take to put this thing together?
You know, we started as a trio, just laying down basic tracks for this record. We decided that we were going to make a record. And it's one of those moments where you go, I think I need to make a record.
Why not?
Well, actually, though, it's inspired by a pretty traumatic story, which we'll skip and we'll save for later because I don't want to musical experience until let somebody get their own picture in their own head before I tell them what I think it's about, right?
Okay.
Because that's usually how music works, right? We hear it a certain way, we think of it a certain way, and then we hear what it's about, and it kind of ruins it. It's kind of video killed the radio star thing, right?
But every once in a while, it's like the person's right in tune with it. It's like, yeah, that's what I thought I meant.
Right, and that's what we're. I think that's what we're trying to do right now. So I think it was what two? Was it 17?
Yeah, 17.
So was it January or February 17? I think no, actually, it might have been 16. Right.
Oh, it's in 16.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 16. Okay, thank you.
Well, we did some stuff in the studio too.
Oh. No,
studio.
Started out in 12. We did every time. It was one more. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not used to this radio.
Yeah, this is Jimmy.
Hello, people out there in radio land.
He's not used.
You need a microphone for that, I guess.
I guess, JC, you're gonna have to find another Jimmy that can play in your band.
If you ever heard me sing live, you'd tell me I don't
need a
microphone.
I love the way Jimmy sings.
So,
as a matter of fact, we might pull that one out today.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, if January in 17, I went to your apartment and you showed me a bunch of demos.
A bunch of songs.
Sent
and a month,
me home with
ragged
CD of sketches,
just some
right?
sketches, right?
And knowing you, I put together some arrangements. Knowing you, I'm going to get to the session. And you're going to change everything anyway.
Anyway,
and you did, but you waited until.
But it gives you something
there,
to do, so,
you know.
So and we were actually really fortunate. A good friend of ours, another, believe it or not, another James, another Jimmy, actually made a this incredible house in available to us, and it wasn't just like a house. It was actually Jail Hudson's daughter's summer home that it was going up for sale, and it was empty.
Wow!
Now some like massive cavernous rooms and just absolute beauty, unbelievable location. The guys show up, they're like, "Are you crazy?" Because, you know, you hit a snare drum in that living room, which is like probably the size of this campus. Yeah. But the good news was we didn't use, when we recorded, we didn't use any effects. Mm-hmm. I'm an engineer part of my day job. I'm an audio engineer. So we were running microphones all over this house and capturing sounds. And we got to record there for a good, I think we did a big long weekend. We did the whole album in one weekend, and then I ended up staying for another like 6 months out of this house while they had it up for sale, doing overdubs
until the cops said you had to leave.
No, the cops were fine. Everybody was fine, and you couldn't hear. I mean, we were far enough away from everybody, and the outside of the house was like the concrete thick. There was like 4.5 feet of concrete walls surrounding this thing. It was nuts.
It was
so cool.
It was made for what you did.
It was really it was serendipitous. It was a matter of luck. It worked out that way. And that's, I think, when we decided we were actually going to release this thing and get behind it. And that's when Jimmy Drosbach, our keyboard player, came on board and started layering in his stuff. And then I think, about 6 months later, then we split out of there and we started mixing at Plymouth Rock Productions in Plymouth.
Yeah. Okay.
With Chris Breist and my main man, co-producer on this record, Ryan Hyland.
Okay.
And we started doing that stuff. And it was it's a unique sounding record in the sense that it's all organic. It really is. It's not... There's not a bunch of studio trickery. It's a real rock and roll band playing in a real rock and roll room. Not unlike what this is. A little tinier, but it's very cozy and rock and roll for me. And good segue for this next one.
Okay.
This is called 16 Blows. And camera came up from behind to kill the man.
said he never even met the clown. How many more that we know you'll never ever answer for?
Live from Studio J with JC and the Disciples, 16 Blows. All right. So where did that song come from?
You had to ask.
Well, therein lies the tale.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. But I'll go there. if you guys are okay with that, I'll go there. So, all right, here it goes. Suspend disbelief. On September 4th, 2014, my dad was murdered by a crazy worker guy that was working on a condo complex, and he was fired, let go, and he came back in his nutty state and crept in from behind. Pretty serious stuff. Sorry about that. I'm looking at poor Scott here. He's like, damn, why did I ask that question?
Yeah, I always managed to do that.
No, but I mean, it was our reality.
No, it's a serious subject.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
No. And, you know, there was a trial and all kinds of crazy stuff. And ultimately, the guy went away forever, and that's good because he's off the streets, not going to hurt anybody. But being a songwriter, and that's what I do, this stuff just started coming out of me, and I started writing it down. And that's kind of how I process stuff in my life.
Yeah.
Other people write. I write down and sing it, and then say it, and scream it. And and that's what I said, mama. So that's coming from a real place.
Personal place, real painful
place. But I'm allowed to express it, and I think I didn't lose my mind based on the fact that I got to work with these guys. And they came together, knew the story, knew what was going on. They came together and supported me through this and helped us make a really cool record, I think so.
So is it more than just this song that's part of that? Or?
Yeah, well, the whole thing, the whole idea Hammered, which is unfortunately the way my dad went out.
That was the weapon?
That was the weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And though for me, I took a big amount of solace in single malt scotch.
Hence the other Hammered.
Exactly. And I'm a big fan of double entendre. So,
hey, that works.
So that's where it, that's kind of where that all came from. At the same token, is the record, which I didn't really realize in the process, was this record actually turned out to be a concept record. So it all flows into one another. It's really one of those, which I don't think people do these days. They don't make records like records. And this is an actual record from start to finish. You pop this on, you listen from the top to the back, and it takes you on a massive journey.
Yeah.
And it's not all, I mean, it's all obviously related to stuff that happened through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's not going to rob a listener of hearing it, and except that song. it's not going to rob them of their own journey.
Right.
And because there's, though it's a serious rock and roll record, there's ups and downs to it, and hopefully we'll get through some of it today to give you a little taste of it. Because
sure.
We're only going to get probably through about a quarter of this record today.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think we'll get a little more than that. But yeah, it goes back to the old days for us people that are over 30. We kind of remember this.
Well, I'm not over 30.
I sure as hell am.
30 what?
Nobody. Yeah. Well, are we timesing by two? Yeah, maybe close one, right?
Oh man. So yeah, I could see that now. PTSD.
Yeah.
Now is that still going back to the perpetrator there?
Actually, no. This is probably going through a more a personal part for me, because as this process started to happen, are you trying to help me out, Jimmy? Thank you, brother. My brother Jimmy McGarian, he's totally taking care of me today. Thank you, Jimmy.
You had him around.
Actually,
for
they're
some
all
reason.
Taking very good care of me today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. A year or two after this trauma that happened in my life, thanks, brother. I started acting a little strange, and
how could they tell?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a pretty whacked out guy anyway, but I started acting a little more strange than normal. Luckily for a good friend of mine, Ken Meisel, thank you, Ken, kind of diagnosed me and got me through that particular part of the story. But when it first came up, because they said, you know, you've got post-traumatic stress. And I was like, really?
Yeah, people think that's just like war or something.
Yeah, and
or battle.
I did. And that's what my assumption was. I thought it was all about being in battle. And it's not. It's about, well, I mean, clearly it's about a trauma.
Right.
But any kind of serious trauma that you have in your life, and let me tell you what I experienced.
Divorce
was,
could be PTSD.
Yeah, to definitely to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you come up on your, you know, on your best mate when he's, you know, in a bad way, that can really mess your head up. And and it did mess my head up for a good little while. I mean, I was really two very cool things. Was I was able to write about it. I was able to sing and write. And second thing was, is Ken Meisel, my good buddy, who has this cool treatment, and he's awesome. And he really walked me through this stuff. But as I wrote this song, having no idea what it was about or what I was calling it or anything, but it made sense. I was listening to a playback of it while I was working on the lyric, and I was like, oh, my God, I figured out this is exactly what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's called PTSD. Really?
Thank you.
a total bore. Oh, yeah. I got my feeling I'm emotional. To last that long.
Live from Studio J with JC and the Disciples, playing tracks from their latest Hammered. All right. So I was just thinking to myself, it's a slightly different context, but you could actually safely put a tattoo with Jimmy on your body, and you'd be safe,
oh, no,
right?
No, don't even go there. Absolutely not. Oh, dear.
Yeah, we're all getting Jimmy tattoos. Right after the show. There's got to be a parlor around here somewhere. We'll do it downtown, maybe. Or right here in Dearborn. There's got to be a place. If you own a tattoo parlor, let us know. We'll come over right away.
313-845-9676.
Yeah, give us a jingle.
If you can do like a two-for-one special, we'd really appreciate it.
Actually, we're just going to put Jimmy five times on David's arm. How about that?
That's brilliant.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Woo!
So,
the important on happier notes.
Relief.
All right. So,
speaking of Jimmy's.
Jimmy's. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. This is a double-edged sword you got going here.
Absolutely. So when we track this, now I got.
No, it always works in his favor.
It absolutely does. Check this out.
No doubt about it.
If he says, "Hey, Jim," and he yells out, "We talked about it," then everybody answers, right?
Yeah, everybody does.
But if he says, "Jimmy needs a holiday," then the whole band leaves.
Hey!
That's okay. All right.
Hey, Jimmy!
Well done.
Even Dave goes, "Hey, you know, my middle name, I can go too." You know?
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little more about that story, but we're going to play this song. It's called Jimmy Needs a Holiday. Thank you.
He's so right. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. And Jimmy needs a holiday. Jimmy needs a holiday. Oh yeah. He's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band JC and the Disciples. So, which Jimmy is it then?
We're all Jimmys in that one, brother.
Oh, and that was a great holiday.
We are all Jimmys on that one. Your name's Jimmy on that one too, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're all Jimmys.
Oh, I'm feeling it too in my head. Wow.
Nobody wants to hear about your head.
Yeah,
too.
I know. You know, I just wanted a little love, I guess. You know, I can't even wreak that out of you for crying out loud.
No. Only first-degree murder. We can only talk about that.
Yeah.
All those happy subjects.
Yeah, I'll politely just retract that entire statement.
And we'll move on. I mean, come on. We're all brothers and sisters out there in radio land and internet land.
We all need
a moment to take a breather, and that's what that one's about. Yeah. Except I think I blew the second verse, but if you get the record,
then you get the real
you
version.
You get the real version.
Oops, that's as far as you can go.
All right, so except for going to see you live, which would probably be the best way, how would we get this CD? How would we get our hands on it?
You know, you can. I've got some singles on Bandcamp, which you download for free. Mm-hmm. A lot of this record is all for your taking. So you support cool music like this amazing radio station, WHFR, right? Supporting some amazing local talent. Not that I think we're amazing local talent. I just think, you know, we're lucky to be in the same building.
But believe in ourselves, man. We're good.
Yeah. You can get it. Look up JC and the Disciples. Or you can go find us on Facebook, and that'll lead us to a website, which is jcandthedisciples.com or jcwhitelawmusic.com. And you can find it there, or you can find it on everywhere else that's got a streaming platform. I don't know if we're allowed to say those names or anything. But
you can.
Yeah, so it's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's all out there. So please, check it out. We'd love the support. And
it's a lot of fun.
You listen to the record in context in which, and no one does that anymore. You know what I mean? They don't just pop a record on and go, I'm going to listen to this while I clean the kitchen or something. You know what I mean? But
that's the only way I can do housework.
Or drive to, you know, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good driving record, I would say that.
You do those road trips.
This is a good record for that. And it takes you, and like I said, it kind of goes all over the place. It's a fun thing.
What's up next?
I think... we got about 15 minutes here, right?
Yep.
So we're
7 years?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to finish with that.
Okay.
I'd like to do Skinny.
Oh.
Or you want to do 7 now. We can do 7 now if you want.
Yeah. Drummer's choice?
Jimmy's complaining.
Drummer's choice.
Jimmy's complaining.
If it's drummer's choice.
There's a new song.
This is called Skinny-Legged Woman.
Oh,
You know you got my soul. To where I don't know. She keeps me asking how far to go, babe. Well, I keep thinking that I'm wrong. She keeps me coming all night long. Skinny legged woman, you know you got me so, babe. Never wrong, 'cause she said I told you so, babe. Well, I keep running down an endless mile. I'm such a woman, you know you got me so, babe. She go, so I keep knocking up upon the door. Such a woman, you know I want some more, babe. Bye.
Okay. All you guys, listen, listen, listening where you're at. You could be sitting in front of a computer. You might be driving home. You might be listening on your stereo at home. I need you to sing along with us on this one. It's an easy part. It goes, ba ba da ba 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 da ba da. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba da. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba da. Ba ba da ba. Feels good, don't it? Ba ba da ba 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 da ba da. Ba ba da ba ba. Keep it up, babe. Cause I'm gonna say, skin a legged woman. Skin a legged woman. Skin a legged woman. Skinny-legged woman, I'm a fool for your love, yeah.
Ooh. Live from Studio J, JC and the Disciples, Skinny-legged Woman. All right. Well, looks like we got time for one more. This is working out perfect.
It did, didn't it? It worked out just right.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming down. I had a blast.
Scott, thanks so much for having us. And everybody at home and driving and listening or wherever you're at. Thank you so much for listening to us. And hope to see you down the road.
NJD.
Who?
NJD.
Okay.
That's a little shout out.
All right. Yeah, you guys want to say hi to anybody?
Hello.
Hi. Ooh,
that was kind of sexy, Jimmy. Yes.
I'd like to say hi to my daughter, Marlena, who I'm paying to somehow get this downloaded on her computer so I can hear it later. Thanks.
I'd like to say hi to everyone who didn't listen.
Hey, we got a big thank you to Alan for pulling this together.
Absolutely.
So quick. Our sound engineer.
Hey.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, sir. Amen.
So all these cool sounds, you gotta thank Alan for that. He's the man. So another track on this record. This is I can't say the title, the real title on air, but you'll all figure it out. This is called 7-Year Itch. One more time. Stand there. Does this just bury the
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Featuring local and independent artists.
Hey, y'all, this is your favorite DJ DJ show, and I'm here with DJ Mo, and this is Soundtrack City. Our show airs every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., so come visit us in Soundtrack City, and oh yeah, whatever happens in Soundtrack City stays in Soundtrack City.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., you get to hear my signature format of the latest in jazz releases for the past 2 months. There's more, but as I like to say, it is all good. This is LaBeth, your jazz hostess. We enjoy a blend of music which I like to call the OG, a.k.a. the original jazz guru, along with the new releases. Listen to a variety of jazz sets along with my choice, the lady's choice. It's good to have you joining me, LaBeth, every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Jazz Montage.
Henry Ford College is a smoke-free campus. Henry Ford College supports and is committed to wellness and a healthy environment. No person shall smoke, chew, or use tobacco, tobacco products, vaping, or smoking simulation products on campus, with the exception of use in private vehicles. Use of recreational marijuana, however, is strictly prohibited anywhere on campus. The HFC smoke-free policy applies to all faculty, staff, students, vendors, contractors, and visitors to our campus. For more information on the HFC smoke-free policy, visit policies.hfcc.edu.
Henry Ford College's Mirror News is looking for new writers. The newspaper is student-run and a great opportunity for budding journalists to gain experience. The Mirror News covers a variety of topics such as politics, new restaurants, art exhibits,